Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call our meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Thursday, January 30th, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm our quorum. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Woolihan? Beth Meyer?
Here.
Thank you. Par Martell would not be with us today. Lois Darlene Leibel Crow. Paul Vixney?
Here.
Thank you. Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. We have four. That does constitute a quorum out of our seven. Let's approve our agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes. Need a motion and a second, please.
Yes, this here is Delvecchio. I move to approve the agenda.
And the second?
Beth Meyer, I'll second.
Thank you, Beth. All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we would like to approve the previous minutes of Friday, November 22nd, if there are no changes or corrections to be made. Would like a motion?
This is Paul Vixley. I motion that we approve the minutes from last meeting.
And the second?
Delvecchio seconds.
Delvecchio second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Now, our first item on the agenda today to be reviewed is Brick House Lodge waiver.
Commission action on December 2019.
Oh, I have that in the same.
Approved. Okay. For that one, this is Mo Medani. I just wanted to update you in terms of the commission action on the December 2019 waiver application. The commission action on those waivers were consistent with your recommendations on these waivers, so okay. All good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves here.
Justin Vogel.
Mo Medani.
Marlita Peters.
Chip Sellers.
Chris Lynch. Jim Hammer.
The first waiver up is Brick House Lodge, waiver number 398. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second and third floors. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is completed. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second and third floors of a three-story restaurant with 3,045 square feet. They recently acquired the second and third floor to expand the restaurant. Their project consists of painting, flooring, and light remodel. The project cost is $45,000 for the alteration. In the past 3 years, a renovation was done to the first floor, making the space into a restaurant and meets the ADA requirements with a cost of $140,000. The architect stated that vertical accessibility would compromise the structure because it was not designed to withstand the load of a passenger elevator or lift. The building is an existing three-story brick exterior with an interior wood frame floor joists and roof built in 1883. The same services that are offered on the first floor are also provided on the second and third floors. The hardship is caused by a set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical and feasibility.
Thank you. Is Mr. Brian Caracciola on the phone or someone representing Brick House? Brian?
I'm Brian. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any comments you would like to say before we pass this over to public comments or the TAC Council?
No, I don't believe so. I think the kind of breaks down very, specific to what it is. It's just the building wouldn't allow for us. It's not technically feasible to do a lift or any kind of elevator or anything like that. So it's pretty much where it is.
Thank you. Council members, do we have any clarifying questions before we get public comment?
Yes, this here is Joe DelVecchio, to the owner. On the second and third level of the public accommodation, are there places of assembly, like parties or whatever, that are not available on the first level?
No, sir. The rooms, it's common area, so it's no different than if you were on the first floor than the second floor. Third floor, same thing. Third floor is mainly actually private office space of my area. But, I mean, we're trying to get the, you know, the whole thing, obviously. But it's common area. It's the same thing as seating is downstairs, so it's not like it's a private rental room or anything like that.
Thank you for that answer.
No problem.
Any other council members with clarifying questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council, back to you for a decision.
This is Beth Meyer. I would motion that to approve following the staff's recommendation, the grounds for approval for the economic hardship and the technical and feasibility for this project. So I would put a motion on the floor to grant the waiver.
DelVecchio seconds my motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next on our agenda is College Station, waiver number 433.
The issue is vertical accessibility to a raised area. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under design. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $14,713. The project construction costs and construction costs over the past 3 years, $16,920, which brings the economic hardship threshold up to 87%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the raised area of a one-story restaurant. The restaurant currently occupies the ground floor of a two-story building. The ground floor is split into two units, Unit 222 with 1,559 square feet and Unit 224 with 1,728 square feet. The only physical connection between the two units is via an existing opening to access a stockroom in Unit 222. The restaurant owners would like to cut a new opening within the concrete block separation wall to provide access for their overflow seating located in Unit 222. The two units do not share the same finished floor elevation. The alteration will consist of saw cutting and removing block wall. The project cost is $16,920 for the alteration. Estimates of $3,195 and $5,028 for a wheelchair lift were submitted. The associated cost with installing the lift is $11,518. The hardship is caused by a set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Is Mr. Brad Kern on the line or someone representing College Station?
Brad Kern is on the line from Kahn and Associates. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Kern. We're fine today. Do you have any further comments you'd like to make?
No, I really don't. I think Chip has kind of handled that part of it. Just to say that like we mentioned in the overview, the building is divided into two separate tenants, and they would like to provide the restaurant would like to expand into the other portion for their overflow seating and cut a hole in the existing wall. And when doing so, we looked into it and found that there's a 18-inch difference in the finished floor between the two levels. And so that's basically what got us to this point. So There is, I heard on a previous call regarding assembly space, there is outdoor seating area as well as the main dining area is all at an accessible level. So this upstairs seating would be, or not even upstairs, would be just for overflow event type stuff. So.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions?
Yes, here again is Joe DeVecchio. I have a question for the owner. It is the current area makes it viable for all venues at the restaurant.
So is the current area?
Yeah, is the current area not considering what you intend to expand into, does that venue in and of itself, does that accommodate all venues?
Yes, it does. It accommodates the restaurant, and like I mentioned, the outdoor seating as well, it accommodates that also. It's all, that's on the same level.
Okay, right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other council members with questions? Anyone from the public who would like to comment? Hearing none, council members, back to you, please.
I, Paul Vickery, motion that we approve on the basis of financial hardship.
Vecchio seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Now we'll move to our final project today, the Jasper Collins waiver number 430.
The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor units. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertically accessible parking and vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story multi-family home that was built in 1922. It is a two-level apartment building. Proposed use is a two-level hotel with eight units with 9,338 square feet. The project cost is $1,349,255 for the alteration. The alteration will include a new ramp, new accessible room, and two rooms with special communication features, structural repairs, paint, new flooring, and new fixtures. The architect stated the building is in its condition, historic plot, and site orientation could not withstand such modification. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner in general. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver from providing vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Ms. Amanda DeSeda, are you on the line or someone representing Jasper?
I am Amanda DeSeda.
Thank you. Do you have any further comments?
No, I don't, ma'am.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for a motion, please.
Yes, this here is Joe DeVecchio. I make a motion that we grant the waiver on grounds of technical infeasibility.
Do we have a second?
This is Beth Meyer. I second.
Thank you, Beth Meyer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any further comment from our public today? Hearing none, council members, any further business to be brought forth today? We will now do our final roll call. Council members, please vote by saying here. Joe DeVecchio.
Here.
Jim Woolihan. Beth Meyer?
Here.
Darlene Leibel Crow? Paul Vixney?
Here.
And Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good day, and thank you for participation today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.